Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Death and Rebirth. This program is a meditation on the process of death and the rebirth after death into eternal life. A similar meditation is often practiced by Buddhists to teach the sorrow and insubstantiality of life and to eliminate fear. In the Western Hermetic system, this is an initiation into the eternal life of the soul that survives physical death, and a rebirth or baptism into the life of the spirit. This meditation may be a little bit disturbing for some, but it is a stepping stone to an increased understanding of the immortal and cosmic nature of your soul. It may be hard for you. This level of training is called the zealot level, and it is for good reason. More will be required of you physically and emotionally in this level of spiritual advancement. When you've mastered this meditation and the other lessons of this level, you will more fully understand its purpose and begin to appreciate its beauty and power. Simply relax and you can enjoy this new experience as much as you've enjoyed the previous lessons. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a place where you can sit or lie down and relax for about the next half hour. Once you're in a totally comfortable and relaxing space, I would like you to allow yourself to just begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable, supported, and allowing your eyes to close. And let yourself adjust into the perfect, soothing, and totally comfortable position for you. Now that you're in a position that you can maintain for a little while, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And continue breathing slowly. And allow yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed with every breath that you take. And you can start to get in touch with your body, rising and falling as you continue to slowly breathe. And you can get in touch with your feelings. And you can begin to feel more and more relaxed. Allow your feet to relax. And your ankles. Allow your calves to relax. Let your knees and your thighs begin to totally relax. Relax your buttocks and your groin. Relax your stomach and your lower back. Let your chest and your upper back begin to relax. Let go of any tension in your shoulders, allowing your arms, your elbows, your hands, and your fingers to totally relax. Allow your neck to relax. Just let go. Allow your jaw and your cheeks and your eyes to relax all the way to the top of your head. And allow yourself to relax more and more deeply to your perfect level of relaxation. And as you're becoming more and more relaxed, you can begin to imagine a door in front of you, the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. The room is empty, four square colored walls. Yellow in the east before you, red to your right in the south, left and black in the north, blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. Look up at that shining globe of white radiance and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the center of the light. And you can look forward to the yellow eastern wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And you can look at the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And you can look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you can say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you can say, silence. And now face the yellow wall again, extending your arms and your imaginary body into the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And now allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you again, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of that light. And now you are going to imagine your death. And you must realize that the purpose of this exercise is to familiarize you with the eternal life, and that death is only a step to eternal life. But while you fear death, you cannot fully enjoy eternity while you live. So you are going to imagine your death vividly, three times. And this will be to learn to accept death. And it will make you stronger and healthier, and you will always be able to ignore suggestions that will negatively affect your health, and you will only ever accept suggestions that will help every part of your being. And with that in mind, I would like you to turn and look at the western wall behind you, the wall of water. And I would like you to see the undulating blue of the water. And I would like you to imagine a path appearing in this water, there before you, leading off into the distance, off into an imaginary future. And as you begin to see this path, you will feel very relaxed. And you will step out onto this path, and you will know that it is leading toward a possible future end of your life. And you may feel nervous about moving toward your death, but you are also aware that it is only an exercise of the mind for now, and that you will learn so much about yourself and the universe that you are becoming very brave. And as you walk along this path, you will come to a doorway off to the left. And as you look into this doorway, you will see someone who looks just like you, suffering from a terrible disease. And you know that this disease is crippling and destroying their body. And as you become aware of the terminal nature of this disease, you will move toward this person, and you will become one with them. And you can feel their feelings, the pains and sensations of their bodies, and you will become aware of the despairing thoughts in their minds. And as you become one with them, you can feel the exhaustion caused by the ravishing of this disease. And you can vividly feel that you only have moments left in life. And you feel the weakness of your body and the blackness of death creeping into the periphery of your vision. And you feel your last breath coming into your body and your conscious mind fading into oblivion. And then there is only blackness. And slowly your vision can return, and you are back on the path, and you see ahead of you another doorway. And you enter this doorway, and you see another person that looks exactly like you, healthy and vibrant, walking down the street in the town where you live. And you move toward this person, entering their body and becoming one with them. And as you do, you begin to feel a sense of dread as you realize that this person is about to be in a terrible accident, and you will now begin to realize what sort of an accident this will be, whether a car accident, a fall, something crushing you, an animal attack. But you are now realizing what this accident will be as you continue to walk down the street, and you realize this accident is only moments away, and then you see the source of this accident coming towards you, but it is too late, and you cannot get away. And you feel your body being assaulted cruelly, and your bones crushing, and your blood and bodily fluids spilling out of you. And you see spinning and a red film over your eyes, and you feel your life fading as your limp body is twisted, and your many wounds are pulsing and burning, and your vision fades, and the pain seems to diminish as your energy collapses, and all becomes blackness, and you feel nothing, and you are again in darkness. And slowly your vision returns, and you are back on the path, and you now see a doorway off to your right. And as you go through this doorway, you see someone who looks just like you, only very old, perhaps 80 or 90 years old. And this person is lying in bed, and they are surrounded by people who love them. And they are saying how much they love this person, and you approach and become one with this person, seeing through their eyes, feeling the inside of their body, and being one with them. And as you do, you realize that this person too is about to die, and the people around you seem sad and happy that they are spending these last moments with you, and you look around and know that you have been loved. And you take one final breath, and you feel life leaving you. And your breath is gone, and your body is gone, but you are still in the body of this person, and you are aware that you are being moved, although you have no sensation in your body, and you see that you are now in an unusual room, and that you are surrounded by what look like Egyptian priests, and one of them has a large ceremonial knife, and he sticks it into your midsection, slitting your torso swiftly open. Several priests join him, and they begin to remove your internal organs, placing them into ceramic jars with animal heads on them. And they begin to stuff herbs and salts into the empty cavity of your stomach and into your mouth, and they rub your body from head to foot in a sticky solution. They then begin to wrap your body in long strips of linen cloth, and you can see them swiftly covering your whole body. And as they finish, they lift you up and place you into a sarcophagus and begin to carry you away. And you are then placed down on the ground in a stone tomb. The sarcophagus lid is secured into place, and you hear a huge slab of stone being slid on top of you. And all is blackness and still. And now you will imagine a sensation of breath entering your nostrils, and you will know that it is a divine breath. And now you will see a divine light enlightening your eyes and filling them with brightness. And now you will begin to hear a divine voice awakening your ears. And when you have heard its sweet sound, you will now feel a divine kiss pressing love and beauty into your lips. And you will feel divine energy coursing through your lips, down through your body. And as it reaches your reproductive organs, it courses out into your auric egg, impregnating this egg with light. And as this egg glows brightly, you realize that your auric egg, your aura, is becoming the disc of the sun, glowing brightly, and that you are setting in the west. And as the sun sets, you are again plunged into darkness. And you will know that you have entered into the realm of the dead. And as you move through this blackness, you come to a gateway. and you pass through. And as you pass through, you see millions of bodies, and they are writhing and rubbing together. They are trying to enjoy the pleasures of the body, but you can see there is no pleasure in it for them now. So you pass on, and you come to a second gateway, and as you pass through this gateway, you see thousands of bodies prostrating themselves in worship, and you can see and feel the intensity of their worship, but you cannot see what it is that they are worshiping. So you pass them by too, and you come to a third gate, and as you pass through, you see hundreds of bodies pondering the eternal, and you are aware of the intensity of their mental struggles, and you know that they are thinking with all of their might, but you can tell that none of them have any answers. So you continue on, and you come to a fourth gateway, and as you pass through, you see less than 20 bodies, and they are perfectly still, some in the postures of Eastern meditation, and they seem very calm. And if you didn't know better, you might think they were one with each other and the place in which they dwell. But you know that you must continue on, and you come to a fifth gate. But as you pass through, there is no place beyond this gate. It is only a pure, soft light with no variation. And you know that you must be one with that light, and you enter the light, and you feel yourself growing until you encompass all things, and all of the gateways are within you, and you hear a sound like the cry of a hawk or the roar of a lion, and you say to yourself, as you burn with energy and power, my hair is the hair of eternity, my face is the face of eternity, my eyes are the eyes of eternity, my ears are the ears of eternity, my nose is the nose of eternity, my lips are the lips of eternity, my teeth are the teeth of eternity, my neck is the neck of eternity, my shoulders are the shoulders of eternity, my arms are the arms of eternity, my spine is the spine of eternity, my sex organs are the sex organs of eternity, my sinews are the sinews of eternity, my chest is the chest of eternity, my belly is the belly of eternity, my buttocks is the buttocks of eternity, my hips and legs are the hips and legs of eternity, my feet are the feet of eternity, my bones are the bones of eternity. There is no part of me that is not a part of eternity. And you will now return to your inner temple, knowing that your body is indeed one with eternity, and that you have conquered death and have the complete power of life. And now, look up at the white, glowing radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, knowledge. And you look at the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, will. And you look at the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, silence. You face the yellow wall again and extend your imaginary arms at your sides to make the form of a cross. And you say, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And you can allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. You can look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into your body, filling you with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now you may turn again to the western wall of your inner temple and leave through the door back into your body as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and your toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed, and relaxed. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the next side for your listening.